Hey there, mate. It seems you've now tuned in to Black, White, and Yellowish. Third episode, eh? Seems the boys have made it this far. To be quite honest with you, I would have never guessed it. Not only are they still going, but they're growing. In fact, they're on the Span Report Podcast Network, whatever the fuck that is. Sounds good. Anyway, today you have Glizza, you have James, and you have Boat. And they're going to do what they always do. How will you respond to it? Well, that's anybody's guess, isn't it? Anyway, get ready for the show. Black, White, and Yellowish, Episode 3. Cheers.
Glenda, all I see is white, and that's all I'm going to see.
Not funny, guys.
Listen, Glenn has finally seen himself. He's waking from his braces nap.
He's woke now.
Yeah.
You're woke like Kanye.
I gotta say.
Listen, Glenn and I had a real good conversation yesterday, man. We had a real good conversation.
Yeah,
but I don't think he would ever talk like that in front of you.
No?
I think you bring his racism out.
Well, you know why?
I'm not racist.
No, I'll tell you why. Because
I'm
since
not racist.
Because since
you're racist.
No, listen.
I just stand up for white people.
No, this is listen, it's because I'm in the middle, so Glenn knows that I'll be there to mediate it so he can go all out on his racist rant. That's why.
Listen, we had a beautiful kumbaya moment yesterday.
My racist rant. You haven't seen nothing yet. You haven't seen what I do just with my white friends. What? You haven't heard those conversations.
What do you tell them? Like, what do you mean?
No,
you think Glenn has white friends? He only go on trips with white friends, but when he's stateside, he got only black friends.
You only hang out with black people, Glenn?
Yeah, you're right. I don't have a lot of white friends that I chill with stateside.
Yeah,
but it's not by purpose.
Yeah,
I would prefer white friends. I just can't find quality ones.
I would prefer white friends.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. I might have talked a little bit of shit about this rapper named Anonymous Knowledge, a.k.a. AK.
Yeah.
And I think I might have lit a little fire in his ass. You tell me.
Anonymous Knowledge, a.k.a. AK.
You hear it?
I'll come at you with two guns like a Butch Cassidy. What does that smell, Kush? Has to be. It's obvious that I'm only half-assed in this mastery. I promise you a dumbass is not gonna clash with me. Fly the sails at half-mast, we out this beat. Now this is what happens with Davy Jones. That's a cracking free. Now I'm just stacking brief for cracking freeze. I do not sweat even if you're packing heat. I'm Eminem going on a faggot spree. Soon I'll be on. You're gonna see me on stage plainly smoking a bag of tree. They said that this game will bend you over. Now I got two fags at me. Your grandma's mad at me because I flashed the DC. Because Anonymous a commodity, a too dominant camaraderie. So pardon me, but you get no pardon in the Garden of Eden. One slap to the face, now your body is seething. Tears running down your cheeks like a baby teeth. And I'm a crazy heathen. Chugging like a way you're barely breathing.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Anonymous.
Let me tell you something. That man stepped up his game. He has some fire, and I appreciate that. But I'm gonna tell you what. Fucking Anonymous Knowledge. I'm gonna tell you what. I could hear it in your voice. I could see it in your fucking eyes. You aimed that shit at me, fool. That was directed to me. You think I'm gonna take this lightly? Hell no. You fucked up, boy. You fucked with the triple champ, boy.
See where your mic's at? You fucking disappear off the screen when you get into the fucking mic. Pull it closer to you.
This boy could never fuck with me. I don't know where he came from out of some kind of dumpster. Just because he spits one quality little verse, he thinks he can fuck with me? You fucked up, boy, and I'm coming for you. June 22nd, the Ralston Arena here in Omaha. You fucked with the wrong white boy. I'm out of here.
Hey, we're taking that and putting it out for real.
Yeah, yeah, on the Instagram. That's fucking. He really walked off. Hey, you know why he walked off? Because I know he had to take a shit real bad. He probably needed to go wipe again.
I got a little bit carried away.
No,
but
damn.
You know what? That's that competitive spirit.
Oh, that's just fucking funny, dude.
What?
That's fucking.
You still
funny.
Shitting?
How do you know? I'm saying
I committed to that. It might not have been that great.
No, I think what you really did is just go wipe again real quick. That's why you got up and left.
Yeah, you felt his underwear still getting stained a little bit.
No, I didn't really know what to do, so I just kind of like threw my stuff down.
That shit is funny, dude. That was really good.
I did.
Do you think he's talking about you?
I think so. I hope so. Let me tell you what. That verse was better. It was not every orifice with the orifice.
But it was definitely directed at somebody.
I think so.
You think so?
I think so. I think so.
He's like, I'm anonymous,
You don't want to say the name.
You're a gami.
He is safe because he can say it was just the MC verse. But I know. I know who that was too.
Hey, look, I think it was too. Keep my name out your fucking mouth. Because James and I, both of our face was like.
Yeah. It got a little crazy, dude.
All right, what the fuck?
He's like, your butt reeks. I'm going to put my dick between your butt cheeks.
I want to talk about.
It's a lot of shit going on in the world right now.
Yeah, and one is Candace Owens, who I've been giving props to for like well before she was big. And now she's over here talking shit to BLM. Wait, and Kanye gives her props, and the left loses their fucking mind.
Hey, but what do you think about him saying that, you know, he likes Candace Owens? Do you like Candace Owens? Is that her name, Candace Owens?
Yeah.
Do you like her?
I never heard of her.
She's like a more conservative-leaning
black woman. So this is the thing. When I first found her, she was on a channel called Red Pill Black, right? Red Pill means like if you take... When a liberal realizes that the left is wrong and they go over to the right, that's what red pilling means in the political spectrum. So her name was Red Pill Black, and she did a lot of videos everybody liked. But then some information came out about her just the year prior. She was a liberal, and she was at a TED Talk talking about this website she created, which doxes online bullies, which means like if you say somebody's a bully, you put it on this website, and it exposes everything, where they work, their family, everything. It's dangerous. You can fuck people up like that. And so there's a lot of people who came back and said, wait, who the fuck? This bitch ain't on our side. But I don't know, man. She's been getting a lot of speech. She's been on Fox a lot. She's you know, doing this. And all of a sudden, Kanye West is giving her props. And not only that, but Kanye West doubled down and said that he likes Trump. They both have dragon hearts. He said that he gave shit to people who were talking shit to him, saying, sorry, you know, I don't agree with your little mob thing. I love that shit. I love that. Even if it's fuck Trump and fuck conservatives, hopefully he can break people away from that mob mentality.
Yeah. I don't know. Kanye's always been crazy. Like,
Wait. What do you mean?
The mob mentality? Did you watch the did you watch the
Ebro
and yeah,
97?
Did you see like the way that he's being criticized for not agreeing with what black people should agree with? When he first
So the thing is, it's not about black people. Let me just when you're a hip hop icon, that's a different culture. Hip hop and black don't run, you know, parallel. Hip hop culture is its own culture. So Kanye is a part of hip hop culture. So Ebro has all right to criticize him in the aspect that he did, because hip hop culture is a certain, you know, it's a certain dynamic, and you get Kanye is a part of that. And he's one of the top people of it, and you know that, Glenn. So Ebro's criticism of Kanye is only coming from that aspect, not from a black aspect.
Okay, but
I don't know. I mean, he's pretty outspoken about like not liking Trump. So I think anybody who says anything good about, you know,
but you can't say that because they constantly have Omar Johnson on, they have Tariq Nasheed on, they have all these dudes on who are about racial shit. Okay.
Okay.
So there certainly is. There is a bleed over. And hip hop does talk about like black culture quite a bit.
I mean, majority of the people in hip hop are black. I'm sorry.
No, but I mean like issues pertain to black folks.
No. Yeah, but what I'm saying is hip hop is its own culture within being black.
I agree.
Because every black person doesn't listen to hip hop.
Okay. Well, here's the issue. You want to go? You want to go? Or you want me to go?
Just really quick. Okay, well, if it's hip-hop or if it's black, it doesn't matter because it's still the same concept that you're supposed to think a certain way.
Oh, I agree. Now, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. So, now, if we narrow down and dig down, I think anybody should be able to believe what they want. Within hip-hop, within the black culture, I believe a lot of times when you're of, like, a certain age group or dynamic, They think you're a sellout, a coon, this, that. Man, if you want to believe something, believe it. Like, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have your own opinion. And that's a problem.
Did you watch the Breakfast Club reaction, though?
It's not Breakfast Club. It's not Hot 97.
Yeah, Ebro in the Morning.
Oh. Well, did you watch it?
Yeah, I have seen some. I have already seen
it. I watched it.
But I can get my hat.
No, I just... This motherfucker. your ass. You're just, you're a disgusting motherfucker, dude.
What? You're freaking out my homophobic side, man.
Yo, Detroit got excited for a second.
No, you're lying. You did. You was like, ain't nothing wrong with white dick.
Nothing wrong with that white dick, homie. Let me get that dick. White ass.
Hey, no, he was like, no. James was like, turn around. Let me see that white dick.
Hey, homie, let me see that white ass, homie.
Jesus Christ. Let's get back to the topic at hand. You guys
I did. I did watch it. No, he definitely, they're really getting on him about, like, the way they talked about it, as if it was this devastating thing, as if he's, like, fucking, like if it was, like, someone important that jumped ship or some shit. When Kanye's always been fucking crazy.
He is.
No, but it's not like but
he has been crazy.
No, but so. they talked about it as if like this is gonna devastate what like black people think or some shit.
Listen. This is, he does have influence, like it or not. And I agree, he is crazy. So conservatives who are really happy right now, like, yeah, we finally got somebody who's like with us. Don't get too happy, because he's not somebody you can like really rely on in terms of consistency.
Yeah, he can flip it in a minute.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he does have a lot of influence, and this could be something that starts like people saying, you know what, I don't have to be stuck to this. I don't have to like live under fear that these guys are going to outcast me and call me whatever they're going to call me.
Right, but and it's okay. But if it goes back to this, it's like they're totally fine when he was saying like President Bush doesn't care about black people, and then saying all this other crazy shit, or when he goes up to Taylor Swift's fucking thing when she's trying to receive her award, saying
nobody liked that. People like the joke.
No, a lot of people agreed with that. A lot of people agreed with that. What are you talking about? And then I can understand his point of view, why he would even say that.
You think most people agreed, liked Kanye for doing that?
What? Okay, a lot of people thought it was distasteful.
George Bush thing. Yeah. The George Bush thing, they loved him for that.
Okay,
but the Taylor Swift.
No, they might have thought that was.
I think everybody knew he was drunk. Everybody knew he was drunk.
No, they thought it was maybe distasteful, but they didn't disagree with what he was trying to say. You get what I'm saying?
All right.
There's a difference between finding something.
Beyonce, but then they also didn't agree with, you know, how he did it.
Right, for sure. I'm not saying that, but it's just one of those things. It's like now that he says that. I mean, what about when Mayweather says shit? I mean, he's all about like fucking. But
nobody really gives a fuck.
What I'm saying is like, so I don't know. Was it because he's in hip hop that is different? Like, is it really that crazy? Where
I think so. Kanye is more, and he pushes the culture a little bit. So, I think people were more offended by Kanye West.
So, why is that dangerous then? Is that like, is it going to change black people's minds or something like that?
It can change the dynamic of the left-right paradigm. Don't you understand? Like, this is constantly changing. We don't stay the same. No, what liberals are has changed. What conservatives are has changed. And right now, liberals, they're losing it, man. They're not able to pin Trump. Their identity politics starting to fail. People are not going from the right to the left. People are going from the left to the right. So Kanye leaving, that is big, man. But like I said, don't get – who knows what the fuck Kanye will say tomorrow. But I think it was distasteful how they try to blame it on you don't know what's really going on. You ain't in the hood. You live in a bubble. You have mental illness.
Yeah, like he's never been
– everything in the book. He can't think for himself. It's pretty insulting, man.
Well, I just don't like how they try to, like, they all make good money themselves too, and they fucking obviously at the top of where they're at. But yeah, I hate that when people talk like, oh no, he's living in a mansion, as if he's always lived there and doesn't know, remember where he came from. And I kind of hate that term, like, oh, he forgot where he came from. Like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, I know where I came from.
How do you forget your childhood? You don't forget that shit.
Well, not only that, especially like if you had a shitty upbringing or you grew up in a shitty place, like, trust me, I didn't forget. That's why I'm not going back there.
This is another thing he did. Ebro, God, this is disgusting. He goes, you know, man, his mom was a well-to-do parent. She provided a good life for him. So he can't be talking all shit like, whoa, wait, what? Because a parent did a good job. All of a sudden, you can't have an opinion?
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of
ignorant.
Well, look,
it is.
He's saying that Kanye's doing this for, he's trolling, he's doing this for wow factor, for promotion. He could be.
I do believe that. Now, that is the truth.
Yeah.
His album is coming out June the 2nd. This is giving him attention that he needed. Yeah. I believe that has a...
Probably. But what about also, but look at Ebro too. I mean, he's a shit talker. I watch a lot of his stuff. I like him actually, but he talks a lot of shit and he does it on purpose. You know what I mean? Well, like,
you kind of, if you're in Raider, you have to be opinionated. If you're just
But he talks a lot of shit. Like, he
More than Charlamagne?
Well, Charlamagne's just goofy. And Charlamagne does
I think Ebro doesn't talk as much shit as Charlamagne. Charlamagne, but one thing about Charlamagne, Charlamagne doesn't back down. And Charlamagne isn't a big guy. Ebro's a big guy.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to be like, try to intimidate him like, motherfucker, you better, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
When Charlamagne is my height and he be in there talking shit to everybody.
Yeah, he does.
You know what I'm saying?
I like both. But I just think
I'm not a big fan of Hot 97 because the dynamic of it is so whack to me. You got a Jewish guy with this half Latina woman on here with Ebro, who's he's racially inconspicuous.
Yeah.
I mean, racially.
Because only a quarter black.
I don't know what he is. Like, he's
who are you talking about? I was looking at something. You said like Rosenberg. What is Rosenberg? Is he a white boy? Jewish.
Rosenberg.
No, but you know what I don't like about him when
but
I was
there are different kind of Jews. There when are darker Jews.
When I was listening to him talk, it was kind of annoying because it was like, you know, like I can understand where Ebro's coming from, and because you know a lot of people have that same train of thought. I don't mind that. It's like I can understand it, but I hated how like that dude was like, yeah, that's exact because black people don't act like that, like that kind of attitude. You know what I mean? Like I can understand Ebro saying it, but look at you over here, like.
Let me explain. What you saw there is arrogance, and it's arrogance that the left has to just presume that they are correct and everybody else is crazy. And it's the reason why they lost their fucking minds when Trump won. It's the reason their strategy continues to not work, and they have to change the way they operate because people are not down with this shit. And even if people were down with it, it is a self-defeating thing. Like, if they had no resistance and they were able to just play out these identity politics and this mob think, it would collapse on them. It's not good. You know, it just feels good because you think you have Hollywood, you have all the social media sites that are backing you up. So you feel like everybody's on your side, but it's not. So it's arrogance and it's they're talking about a bubble.
Yeah.
If you're not in a bubble, then you realize there are so many different perspectives out there. Too many for you to act like a smug, condescending cunt like they were.
No.
So
My thing is like I just don't understand the way they were talking about it is like. Like, I can understand it changing the paradigm, left-right thing, and it changes the way people think and all that. But, like, I don't know. It's like, the way they were saying that was, like, it's the end of the world. Like, it's a super dangerous thing. At least that's the impression I got.
What they're thinking about is just, like, people want, even outside of black culture, people want black people to only think one thing. Because if black people are thinking differently, you can't control them.
Yeah, you take the power away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can control people that think one way.
Yeah, and it sucks because this is the way
you can control them emotionally, financially, everything. You can control them. So when now if people start thinking differently, now you're like, whoa, we don't know what these motherfuckers are thinking.
Well it's crazy because like I said, I think there's a problem with that because if you look at like other ethnicities, it always seems like, you know, white people, Asian people, Latinos too sort of, but just a lot of ethnicities, they're allowed to like, be right or left, or they're allowed to be nerdy, or they're allowed to be this kind of way.
Yeah. We're not allowed to be anything other than...
It seems like with... I mean, look, I could be wrong, but my impression, it seems like within the black community that it seems like you can't... You're not allowed to do that. And what...
Well, that's so black now, folks.
Hold on, G. Now, you can do that more so than when I was growing up.
Right.
When I was growing up, if you were nerdy, man, you had to fight all the way to school. All the way back. If you were different, you want to ride a skateboard. People, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They talked about you. You know, I wasn't a guy that liked wearing Jordans and stuff like that growing up. I liked to get my own stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, people would joke about my shoes, but that's where I learned my comedic, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Isn't it funny, man? Like, I got fucked with a lot as well, just because, like, white boy.
Right.
But the thing I did, I'm kind of changing the subject, but you figured out how to become a comedian and turn that into something. And I turned my shit I got into hip hop for like, to not get fucked with, man. Like hoping these dudes would think I was cool. But it is crazy what adversity does when people need that shit. Yeah. People need a little bit of bullying. Not a lot, a little bit.
No, but what I was getting is, like, see, it's more acceptable amongst white people to look at you and be like, all right, he raps, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Whereas, like Boat was saying, is, like, within the black community, like, dude, if you I know you're going to get dissed. Of course you are. I know you are, but, okay, Boat, do you understand what I'm talking about?
I get love for black people.
I'm not saying you don't get shit. I'm not saying you're not getting shit.
White people have a freedom. They can be free.
They'll talk about you. Yeah, but they're more accepting of it still. Like, yeah, they're going to talk shit, but I'm saying within the black community, it's a little bit more harsher. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, if you do any – well, growing up, I'm going to say now – more so now people are allowing people to be themselves. But when I was growing up, you know, you had to – that you wanted to work a 9-to-5. You wanted to go work at the factory. You know what I'm saying? Those are the only things.
Yeah. You can't like skateboarding and all that shit like you were saying. Yeah, like, no, you couldn't. You can't rock
music.
Like rock
and roll. You couldn't play the guitar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, like.
As much shit as the younger generations get, I do think that that's one good thing is that they are more open to just whatever. You know what I mean? Like they're more accepting of whatever you're into. Whether it's nerd shit, whether it's skateboard shit. I don't know in the hood, but I see kids like on YouTube, Instagram, and I can see how they are. I'm like, bro, these guys would have got fucking clowned and beat up in my neighborhood. This is good. They're all cool with each other.
So, you know, I go back to, you know, my old neighborhood. I go back to Detroit. I go often and I see it. And kids are allowed to be more of who they want to be than when we were growing up. You know, the gay dude, we knew he was gay, but you better not bring that gay shit over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, all right, go ahead with your gay ass. But now they run in packs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so now I think.
Would a gay dude get beat up?
Let me get the booty. Let me get the.
Back in the day in your neighborhood.
Not beat up. It depends on if he was cool. If he was cool, no. But if he was one of them gay dudes that's always trying to be extra gay. And get that.
Yo, was it like one of those gay dudes from The Wire? You ever seen The Wire? What's his name?
Oh, you talking about
the one dude that was like hardcore, like he fucking stick up drug dealers and fucking.
Nah, it was a bunch of them because you know you gotta understand. A lot of people went to. Yeah.
Let me get that money.
There were a lot of.
I'm gonna fuck you after though, homie.
Yo, you don't fuck with a guy that's fucking. I feel like those guys are scarier, to be honest.
No, did you see that story about that bodybuilder? Those two dudes broke into his house, and he had just gotten out of prison for raping men because he was a gay dude. And they came in, and he had a gun, and he just fucking raped them for like 2 days until they finally, you know, came in. They got him, and he was arrested. Of course, you can't even if somebody breaks in your house, you can't rape them. But like, yeah, this big ass bodybuilder is just raping these guys.
Yeah, he had to show his dominant side, man.
Listen, you motherfuckers, I ain't gay, but I'm gonna fucking
wait. Are you telling me? He raped two dudes?
This ain't real. Yeah, you're making it up. I don't believe you.
Okay, check this out. It says notorious gay rapist. Hey, I'm going to send you. Just look up his name is.
Notorious R-A-P-E.
his name is Harry Harrington.
Harry Harrington. What kind of fucking two first names is that shit?
I don't know. Two burglars sodomized for 5 days after breaking in the house. And this dude just looks scary.
5 days?
This dude looks scary as fuck. He looks like somebody who would rape a burglar. Share the picture.
Can you do it?
How do I do it?
I don't know. Fuck it, man. Does he look scary? What's his name? Harry Harrington? Let me look at this motherfucker. So wait. So they broke in.
What does this dude with the hairy chest?
Yeah. With the dog tags?
He is a monster.
Yo. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Harry Harrington. What is
Harry Harrington is 6'7", weighs over 300 pounds, pure muscle. He's a notorious gay sex predator who has served time in jail for numerous sexual assaults, an aggressive predatory offender. He's not the kind of man you want to annoy, but that's just what Morgan and Gorton did that fateful night.
I'm Snopes-ing this shit, bro.
Listen, James, did you see, you watch Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
He looked like the
mountain.
Hound.
Oh, the Hound?
That's what
the Hound?
Yeah, that's what
it
looked like.
Oh, this is... Hey, Snope says it's fake. It says reports that a gay sex predator repeatedly assaulted two intruders who broke into his home are fake news.
God damn it. You know, some things are better left unknown.
Yo, that would be funny, though. Because there's no way. Like, I mean, I don't know. That. I mean...
You don't think there's a way? You don't... Listen, there's dudes who keep their daughters locked in their basement for 20 years.
I know, but like,
them.
Bro, like, I knew that I had to be not real. Cause look, if somebody broke in, right, and he's like this gay, fucking crazy motherfucker, right? And like, yeah, you might want to torture them, but like, how do you assess, like, I got you, but you guys are kind of cute. Like, you know what I mean? I'm gonna teach you a lesson. This in here, you cute ass burglars. Get your ass over here, motherfucker. Oh, shit. Get on the couch.
We're
going to
role play. We're going to role play. You're going to break,
you wanna
into,
break
my house,
into my house.
And I'm
going to
fuck you.
No. This is what he'll do. Oh, we're going to role play differently. Y'all going to be the husband and the wife. I'm going to be the burglar. That's what's about to happen. I'm about to break in. And I'm about to get all the butt. I'm about to get all the butt.
Y'all some cute ass motherfucking thieves, bitch. Hey, the only thing you're stealing is this dick up in your
You done came in and stole my heart, motherfucker. Oh,
God. I pray to God that two cute ass burglars.
Listen, you little punk ass bitches.
I'm about to go heaven on them asses.
Listen, you punk ass bitches. I'm about to fuck you till you love me, motherfucker.
Hold on.
Oh, yo, that shit is fucking funny. I knew this motherfucker. Let's
he gotta go jack
ass
off real quick.
He's all sagging hard. Huh?
Say his head. We were talking about the gay man. He gotta go jack off real quick.
Yeah. I took him over the edge, huh?
Mm-hmm. Ever since he came to that dude coming in that other dude's mouth.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's on a whole new level.
No, I
knew that shit was like too good to be true. It's too funny. That shit's too fucking funny.
For 5 days, imagine.
No, 2 days. 2 days. But that's what I'm saying. Like that, dude. Like I understand. Like maybe you want to beat the shit out of them, but after that, you would eventually call the police or whatever. But like that's what I'm saying. Like they must have been. unless they were really handsome.
If you were a serial rapist, two people broke. That's like motherfucking giving candy to a baby.
Yeah, look
at this. He in the living room like, ooh.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's true. Like, I don't know.
He's got like a statue in his own living room.
Right. So it's like a gift to him.
Yeah. He prayed for that. Mm-hmm. He was like, God, you know, when I get out of jail, just send me two men to do anything I want with.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to change the subject, but boys, I do have to tell you something.
What?
Boys, I have the HIV. I'm sick.
No, you don't.
I'm pretty sure I do. The doctor said I didn't, but I looked on WebMD. Pretty sure I have that. Or cancer.
I'm so glad you're not doing that fucking voice.
Speaking of cancer, what voice is that? What voice is that, Mike?
Fucking hate you, dude.
Is there a particular accent in mind that...
I don't like you.
That's your father.
Is it Bartholomew Bieber, Esquire? Young lad.
Bartholomew Bieber, Esquire.
You fucking Bieber. Would you like some Vegemite? Would you like
what
a little
kind of, the fuck kind of accent is that, mate?
Why don't you like it, James?
He don't like Manchies. He don't like people from Manchester. He don't like these Manchies or the Manchie accent. Fuck you. Where you from, mate?
I don't know. It's
fuck completely... where you from, mate. I don't give a fuck.
It's kind of funny because what he's saying, but then like it's something irritating about it.
Was your father a Manchie for real?
You know, it's not as bad hearing it on the podcast, but when he sends the messages in the group, what are you doing?
Those are the best.
Boat looks like
he's like a little weight file. I love getting those.
Boat looks like
do the accent again.
What the fuck are you doing, Boat? You tricking off?
Do the accent again. I'm almost there.
Take you over the edge.
That big hog in your hand, Mike.
My dog right there.
All this fucking mate talk and fucking two burglars getting raped. I knew that.
Let's talk about incel. Did you learn about that at all from that video I sent you, Boat?
Listen,
weak link. You just stay out of this. Let us work.
Fuck. Yeah.
Listen, man, that incel shit. I don't know. I don't understand it.
Incest? Right, so did you say fucking incest, boy?
Listen, homie. So you know those shootings that happened in Canada?
It was a shooting. It was a car. He was in a car.
Oh, Jay. No, I think there were two. I thought there was also a shooting in a Waffle House, right?
No, the Waffle House was in Tennessee.
But they're both, like, incel related, correct? So, James, I know there's a lot of people out there who don't know what it is. When I was in Kuwait, I spent fucking hundreds of hours on YouTube, so I know all this stupid shit. Incel stands for... involuntary celibacy, right? Or celibate, meaning you can't get laid. Like, chicks don't want you. And these guys usually are, like, socially awkward, you know, maybe shy, lack confidence. Yeah. And they can't get a chick, and after a while they grow resentful. So there are lots of forums online where they're talking just bad shit, just like hating women, right?
Right.
And you could sort of see that this is where it was heading. You know what I mean? That kid in Santa Barbara, remember that fucking weirdo who shot all those people?
Yeah.
He's like, women, look at me. Look at these glasses. These are $200 glasses. You don't like me?
Yeah.
That kid?
Yeah,
man. Like, that dude, same thing. So, it's a weird little subculture of fucking losers. You are losers, by the way. Go get a hooker, you dumb motherfuckers. Listen, not everybody's good at getting chicks. Go get a hooker, man.
That's what hookers are for.
And hookers can,
that's why they – listen, Backpage and prostitution should be fucking – legal. If a woman wants to just randomly sell her pussy, why wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know, you get a massage.
Look, I understand they want to combat sex trafficking, but if a woman independently wants to do that shit.
Yo, that's sex trafficking. Listen, when people are trying to push a narrative, they always try to get something that's
hard. Yeah, something attached to it.
They say sex trafficking.
Right.
So you know, a lot of the pimps these days, they're getting them with sex trafficking when they're not even sex trafficking.
Yeah.
These grown women are with them purposely.
Yeah.
This one in the military. Overseas, if you buy a juicy girl a drink, just buy her a drink, you are liable to getting in trouble and facing UCMJ punishment because you are contributing to sex trafficking.
Even as a contractor, being overseas, like when we go to these countries, these girls be in the clubs, they be working. Yeah. Most of your people, they be in the clubs. They made
a saw your mom's picture up on the wall. Once. She was a fine
I eat a dick.
Hey, Glenn was like this. Doesn't she look familiar? I'm like, hey, look like this guy with the podcast.
Motherfucker.
Some GI brought your mom to America, but anyway,
that's how I was created.
But even then, you pick up one of those girls, you can get caught for sex trafficking.
Yeah, that's...
dude. Look how beautiful James' mom is.
Yo, I had a fucking good head of hair.
You did, man. You got that thick hair.
Yo, I got that fucking
hair. They make like,
I had that 90s model hair.
Well, you got that hair that you could,
that
you
Rubio.
Could wrap around. You got that hair you could wrap around a stick and just that torch would stay lit all fucking night,
yo,
man.
Yo, I had that 90210 hair.
Yeah, that old, I can't believe it's not butter hair.
Yo, and then
you had that hair that almost grew into one single dread.
Yo, then I tried to like shave the sides, and I look like an Icelandic pop star and shit.
What the fuck does an Icelandic pop star look like?
What's that? We don't know. Come
like on. I had like the it was like shaved all on the side, but I still had my.
It
long
wasn't
hair.
Faded. It was just straight shaved.
I mean, it was kind of faded still, but it was mainly like straight, and then I had a ponytail. I don't know, dude. I look like Steven Seagal or some shit. It was fucking gay. Anyways.
Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, incel.
Yeah,
you're right. I mean, is it? So
wait. Stop. So incel. This is a forum. Is this like a following?
It's a bunch of groups.
Like,
it's
on Reddit. You can find it on. There's probably subcategories on Reddit. It's probably on 4chan. It's probably everywhere.
Yeah.
If you look up incel, I'm gonna send you a video. I should have sent you the video. This dude did a good job.
Yes, you sent it to the group.
Oh, right. I did?
Well, I'll watch it.
He just didn't do his due diligence before the show. Good job.
No, shut up. Listen, but, I mean, can you understand maybe that's why maybe some women are... I mean, guys are fucking weird, though. Like, I can't understand sometimes when women... You know, like, I'm not big on, like, when women say they're scared and all, like for certain things. Like, obviously...
Creepy dudes.
But there's a lot of creepy fucking dudes. You know what I mean?
There are. Listen, when I went in the Army, man, I didn't know it was, like, because... Again, I'm coming from a black neighborhood where all black people, a black city, and everyone was like the same.
Yeah.
And then I went to the Army and I started seeing, I said, what the fuck is this dude got cardboard on for? Why are you walking around with cardboard on? Like, and it was multiple people like that.
Wait, what do you mean? Cardboard?
Like people doing those video games and playing those computer games and all. Yeah. Those like the dressing up like wizards and shit like that.
Yeah. Oh, what are they called? Role play? What's it called?
Cosplay.
LARP. Live action role play.
Yeah. So it was a dude across the hall neighbor in the Army.
That's funny.
His name was Swim, and his last name was Swim. He used to like dress up all type, and he'd just come out in this aluminum foil robot. I'd be like this.
That's fucking hilarious. I wish I
You gotta understand, a dude from Detroit, never been around white people like that, And I'm this
wait, wait,
my
wait, 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 wait. No, that's not white people. That's not. I okay, didn't have that
hey,
shit around.
Hey, stop, stop.
That's my first
no,
experience.
Stop. Hold on. Hold on. Experience. Who majority does that though? Let's just be real.
Yes, it is majority okay. white people, right. but it's not. They're like out.
That's
out
not a racist Rhode thing Island. To say.
No, they're out in Rhode Island or something. Like that's not just white people like cosplay. But you know what? I'll cosplay if you guys cosplay.
I would cosplay.
You guys want to cosplay together?
I'd cosplay. Oh, y'all want to
dress up like my cousin is really big on cosplaying. She like she'll make her she'll spend from one Halloween to the next making her own new yeah. cosplay.
What'd you dress up like? I would dress up like David Duke.
I would say yeah. He-Man.
Yeah. If you're a black He-Man with the blonde hair, with the fucking blonde bowl cut.
Yeah, you gotta have blonde hair.
You have to have the blonde bowl cut.
I gotta have blonde hair, but I ain't gonna do my skin. I'm
no, don't do it. No, don't.
You gotta stay
that's the point.
Black with like a, you gotta stay yes. black with like a Ric Flair wig on.
That's the point.
Dude, that would be awesome.
I used to love He-Man.
Yeah.
Fuck the
yeah.
power of Grayskull!
I was just thinking of people.
That or the Thundercats.
Yeah.
Lion-O?
Yeah.
Oh, no, oh there's a one. Black. Look, there's a black dude on Thundercats.
Oh!
Panther had nunchucks, too.
Yeah.
Huh.
So,
and
wait.
James, who would you dress up like?
What's that one girl?
No, doesn't have to be a cartoon.
I don't know. I don't know what I would dress like. Maybe like the Punisher or something. Huh. I got that hair for it.
I would dress up like Donald Trump.
No, of course, you know that would be awesome. You would.
That would be.
Good.
That would be good.
It would be good.
I have Trump's body. Look at this fucking.
You
guy.
Definitely have the body.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you look like you. Rigor mortis is sitting there.
Dead,
what the
no.
fuck is wrong with you, man?
Dead motherfucker.
Every day when I go to the shower and I look in the mirror, I'm just ashamed of myself.
Dude, that testosterone is going straight to your fucking stomach.
Yeah, Hey, what's up with that?
What's
up with that testosterone shit? Is that still working good for you, or are you growing tits?
Oh, yeah, we're fine.
Is it like
obviously he's growing.
Is it backfiring?
He got ovaries now.
Is it backfiring on you?
Is the what? No, I don't know. Here's the thing, though. You could take tea, right? And if you still sit on the couch and smoke weed and eat Mexican food at 2 in the morning, it's not going to do shit for you.
No, you know what all it does is just make you an angry pot smoker.
I'm not angry pot smoker.
I know you're not.
Oh, dude, last night, whoo, I was I've never been high like this. I ate an edible, and I closed my eyes. Bro, it was the most it was a show going on. My brain was putting on a show, and I just watched the show for like half an hour, thoroughly entertained by all. Weed is a hallucinogen. I've never had it like this, but it was. I was tripping last
You're
night.
You're on a sick fun. One, huh?
Huh?
You're on a sick one. Yeah. I know. You just texted. I was like, I always picture, like, what the fuck are you doing, though, in your house?
I'd be like, what the fuck?
I don't, like, because I'm trying to picture, like, are you, like, you ever seen, like, stepbrothers where they're like sleepwalking and shit and just doing random shit and throwing fucking I feel like that's like what you're doing
house?
I feel like that's what you're doing when you're that high.
What was your question, Bolt?
Do you smoke in the house?
I vape and I do vape in the house because it just goes away
yeah,
right
yeah.
away.
Well, the same thing, whatever.
Okay.
But they could probably tell you're a pothead.
Yeah.
No. They think he's a fucking alcoholic. Look at that body.
Yeah. He keep coming out, and fucking people grabbing their kids when he walked close by with his puffy ass eyes.
Yeah. I think people in this neighborhood are like betting when he's gonna die. Like,
goddamn. Jesus dead. Christ. I'm gonna change today, man. I'm gonna listen to that song I made and go to the gym. The song you guys gave me a 1 out of 10 on. Well, I got a six out of 10 after you listened to it again. That was really good. Fuck you.
Yo, did you think about the question I asked the other day?
What was it?
Remember I said what is gayer? Sucking a dick or getting butt fucked. Butt's walking away. Well, we gotta wait till he comes back.
What would I rather do?
Wait, suck a dick. Where is he at? No, it's not. I'm not asking you what you do. You had to get another beer for this. What time is it over there?
It's 11:30. Stop drinking in the morning. Jesus Christ.
Motherfucker, you stop smoking and drinking every day at 4 a.m.
No, no, I only smoke late at night, like around midnight. Yo, That's it.
I like how his beer at least looks like it could be a milkshake.
You never know. I made these last night,
that
baby
could,
boy.
That could be muscle milk. For all
Yo, let's get back to this dick sucking butt fucking question.
Yeah, is it?
I would suck a dick.
So you think that's less gay?
Until completion? Until they come in my mouth?
All till completion. It doesn't matter.
I would suck a dick. I would suck a dick.
Wait, so like that's what I'm asking. Like, is that less gay?
Like a violent throat fucking?
See how he's not answering? Nope. Like he's. I think you're choosing it because it's more gay.
Wait. So yeah.
They're both gay, man.
You just gotta choose one.
No, but what's like more gay? Like, what if you were like you had to, like you had to pick, or like you're
coming up with this question is the gayest.
No. Or like, say they're gonna pay you like $2 million, right? And you're like, I gotta pick one, but you gotta
anything you want. You can butt fucking
him. The second gayest thing is somebody answering.
He said anything. He said, "Did you hear about?" He said, "Anything you want
for $2 million? Yeah, butt fuck me. I could have a dude in my ass and mouth at the same time. $2 million? You could Chinese finger cuff me. $2 million? You would too.
Wait, you said you could Chinese what?
Chinese finger cuff me.
Yo.
You wouldn't do it for $2 million? You wouldn't let two dudes bang you at the same time?
Dude, I don't know. $2 million is a lot, though. It changed my life. It would change my life.
No, it ain't.
You still get bitches.
No matter what you do, they be like, "How did you?"
They don't care.
How did you come into your money?
Girls don't care. They don't care.
No. Someone would ask you, "How did you ever come into your money?"
But we're gonna be famous for this podcast, so we could just say it's podcast money.
No.
So like,
obviously
Glenn would get gangbanged. We already know this, but what I'm asking is, what's gayer, like sucking a dick or taking it up the ass?
Coming up with this question.
Oh, you gotta answer. Stop avoiding.
I cannot answer this question. They both equal.
No, like one is
all the black
more.
Folks listening. Listen, I know he wouldn't normally answer his question, but he's with two white people, so he's being influenced and he's being pressured by us to answer our gay white questions. So give him a break. Go
ahead.
That's
my half white side.
That doesn't just because you told. I'm talking about for myself. If I heard myself answer this question later,
no, answer it, Bo. I feel like it's gonna be funnier.
I got a question then.
You don't have to explain. How about this, Bo?
Hey, how much money, James, for you to suck a dick to completion?
All right, you go ahead. You answer, James.
I don't know. Throw out a number.
Because
I'm pretty broke right now.
A million. Sorry,
I would do it for a million.
500,000.
You would suck a dick. You completion. Would suck a dick.
500,000
completion.
Dude, let me tell you something. I'm broke and in debt. Yeah, I might have to do it for
500,000. I would suck a dick. If it was only one time, it would have to be a lot. But if you promise, like, okay, you can get one dick a week, I would do it for $10,000 a piece. So every week, just steady.
You would do that shit for free.
Yeah, he would do it for a fucking ounce.
Yeah. Hey, look, wait, you telling me you're going to bring a whole ounce over here?
Listen.
If somebody approached you and said, every week you have to suck my dick and I'll give you $10,000 every week.
Yo,
would do it.
Listen,
I would do it.
There's
no amount of money that I would do it.
See, I would do it, but like I would enjoy it. And I feel like Glenn would enjoy it though. Like he would do a really good job. Like, all right.
And then, at the end, he would do this.
You know what? I'm good at eating pussy. I would figure out how to please men too. Not for free.
Your mouth covered his mouth.
What the fuck the hell I got myself into?
Listen, Bo, goddamn, Bo, you don't have to explain. Just say which one was gayer.
No, I'm not doing neither one.
Which one is gayer though? Getting butt fucked or sucking a dick? Pick one. One has to be more.
Oh, look at those lips. You don't want that. I could do something.
You got some tricks. Would you tickle him with your mustache?
I'm just saying. I've never done it, but I bet I could be good at it.
No, dude. My fucking stomach's killing me now. My fucking no, ribs,
that's not
dude.
Even funny, man. This can't be that disgusting thing. Right, I think can't this be is my last hard. Day on this podcast.
No, listen.
I bet eating pussy
is my last day on the podcast. Y'all have gone too far. Yeah, y'all have gone too far.
Listen. I'll answer it first then, because Glenn clearly would. You don't care.
No,
he just
you're
he'll take
answering it first. You're
take,
answering dude. It last.
No, I feel like sucking a dick would be gay, because like I feel like you got to look at that person, and then like. Like, you know, do weird shit with your mouth. Whereas, like, you can at least close your eyes if you're getting butt fucked or something and, like, not think about it. You know what I mean?
Well, it would be painful, one. Two.
Right.
I don't know. Come in your... They're both not great, but come in your butt just
yeah,
seems
but
more
I feel,
gay
but,
than coming
but
your
then,
mouth.
Like, but, like, he's looking down at you and you might have to look up and then you're, like, you know, you're doing some weird stuff, like, because you're trying to make this shit go by faster. You know what I mean?
He's like, look up at me. And, like, he's gonna help you.
Yeah, and he's like grabbing your head. Like, I don't know, man.
I went not black dudes because they're more aggressive.
Dude.
They're more aggressive. Like, I'm not trying to gag on a dick. All right. Not my thing.
Bo, answer. Which one's gayer?
I can't answer that shit.
Yes,
I can't even think about it.
You can't have to, listen, you don't have to say you'll do it, just which one's gayer.
Yeah, you don't have to explain. You don't have to explain listen. Why.
This is why black people still in the ghettos, because we ain't willing to compromise.
What do you think, Glenn?
We got too much pride, like Glenn said. We got too much pride.
Glenn, what do you think his answer would be? What do you think? What, when you
answer
him. You know what? He looks like a dude who would take it in the butt. I could listen. All I'm saying is this: I don't look at you and think this, but if I did, I would say I could see a dick in your ass more than I could see it in your mouth.
This is. I'm gonna tell you why it's gay for him to say that. Because we've taken showers in the same vicinity together. You fucking nasty.
Yo, but I don't look at man.
Checking me out.
Hold on. One day, this dude's talking to me. I don't like to talk when I'm butt naked in front of somebody. And this dude's just ass out, everything, just talking to me, big smile on the face. I'm like, Bo, get in the fucking shower. He's like, oh, my bad. He's just talking to me, just butt ass naked.
Like he talks, like he frontal talks you?
It was like a ass sideways talk.
Okay, well, that's not that bad.
I'm not one of those guys that's going to push the boundary and just talk to you like, ew.
Yeah.
Hey.
There's always
no,
that one guy.
People who are like drying themselves off, putting their like leg up on the bench, just balls and dick hanging.
Yeah.
And I come out of the shower, I'm just like, wow, man, you
yeah. That, like have some... there's always that one guy in the military that does that. Like, hey, what's up, guys?
And remember
like,
you said, what was my man that I used to work with? I ain't going to say his
Brent?
Name. Oh, you said his name.
We'll edit it.
Whatever,
wow,
they don't know
up?
His last name.
What? Wow, what's up?
Didn't he? Wasn't he in the shower with you one time, and he was talking to you?
Oh.
And you said something. You told me this. You can't remember.
Like Glenn had a gay moment. Said nice dick, by the way, and just walks out.
No, it's like the dude, like 6'4",
yeah,
200 and
Diesel.
Just so he's jacked and just was slanging that dick.
I don't know. I didn't see his penis.
No, Glenn, you told me all of this, man, and we were dying laughing. How?
Wait, I said I saw his dick.
He was talking to you like, "Hey, what's up, homie?" Yeah, and you was.
Oh yeah. Well, nah, that's just how Brick talks.
Uncomfortable.
Well, that's just how Brick talks. One time, Brick came to where I was working. He was talking to me, super intense dude, and he's just like, "Yeah, man. So you know, I'm making this shit happen." He has an apple in his hand. I've never seen anybody eat an apple like this. He holds it in one hand. He takes the other hand and like a claw, rips pieces of the apple out and then puts it in his mouth. And like, he's just talking to me normal, just watching him. I'm just like, what the fuck? That's not normal. There's like apple juice kind of dripping down his lip. And he's like, yeah, motherfucker. And we straight up robbed this motherfucker. And I'm just like, Jesus, Brick. Goddamn savage, bro.
Yo, who rips a fucking apple? Like, I can't even.
Yo, Brick.
I'm
going to
try
the most intense dude I've ever met in my life.
I'm going to try
and it's
that.
Genuine. 100% real. This dude goes to the gym 2 times a day.
Yeah.
Never is sore. Just. That's what he lives for.
So wait, he was talking to you like
naked? One time, me and this guy did in a 12-hour span. We did like 1,120 push-ups.
Damn.
I was done for like 2 days.
But he was like,
I don't know how you did that.
More than
I do not know how you did that because I think I would do like maybe I got to like 500 a night when I was doing the push-ups.
Wait, but do you remember when we did that?
Yeah, I never, dude. When I got to 500, I was struggling.
Yeah, 1,120, James.
Yeah, I don't know how you did it.
That's fucking nuts.
And look, I was walking around like this.
Yeah, you're walking around fucking like you can't wipe your ass.
I'm grabbing apples and shit like, ah!
Hey, is he the type of guy that takes an orange and don't even peel it? He just bites into that bitch?
Yeah, that's him.
Yo, Brick gave me DJ K-Slay's phone number, right? Because he makes music. Brick makes music.
Oh, he does?
And he gave me K Slay's number. He's like, hey, call him. If you ever want, call him. Tell him I told you to call. I'm like, what? Like, I'm not just going to call K Slay. He's like, just do it. Tell him I told you. I believe this dude could probably just walk into, like, wherever he wants and just, Brick he can shook night people.
Yeah.
Brick has made some great music. He has sent me some music that when I went on vacation, I listened to it. And it was, and you know, he's known on the East Coast, like North Carolina, D.C.
Yeah, yeah.
Brick a solid dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Solid guy.
He's a solid guy. Is he still,
and he has a little like
energy.
What do you call those? Like
those pills that he'd be selling.
Yeah. What the fuck are they? Like, what's the shit? I can't think of the word.
It's supplement.
Shout out to Red Rocket.
Yeah, shout out to Red Rocket. Yeah, he sells
I purchased some from him. You know, I like to.
Huh.
And he goes around in like a Superman uniform to promote it.
Yeah, so he fucking, so he just rips apples in half.
Hey. Most intense dude I've ever met in my life.
That's pretty scary. Hey, look, like a lie. That's the first time
hey, James, when I first met him, I was like, I met him, right? And then, you know, I'm always joking with people.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's looking at me like, this motherfucker. And he a big dude. He's looking at me like.
You better make me laugh, funny man.
Hey, look. He's like, no, but he's trying not to laugh. Like.
but the thing is, he doesn't really have like a joke around. He's always intense. So even when he's joking with you, you don't realize if he's serious or if he's joking.
Does he have?
But I hung out with him a lot, so I knew he was.
Yo, that's just pretty funny, right, Boat?
Yeah.
Funny.
Hold on, you're cutting out.
Hey, man, that's funny as hell. Yeah.
Yo, is he
we ain't
one
cutting
of those,
out, motherfucker. That's your connection.
Does he have one of those laughs that's like, remember, like in that one, like Kevin, one of Kevin Hart's first specials that got famous? Remember, he was talking about how when thugs don't laugh, is it one of those where he's like, yeah. Like yeah. Just a quick, yeah, like a quick,
yeah, similar, very similar.
Like, yeah,
yeah. I see you. I see you.
It's more like, yo, I saw this fucking bitch on the dance floor. She looked at me. Yeah, it's like that kind of shit. It's really quick.
Yeah, you're not gonna get a lot out of.
Yeah, he's just all man, huh?
Hey, look. Let me tell you this. Look, this
dude needs
Brick
a show
is the
for
only
himself.
Dude. If I brought him around my girl and my girl like fucked him, I'd be like, I can see why she did that.
Bro,
I can see why she did that. Like, I wouldn't be mad. I'm like,
oh man, that's just one of the dudes you just can't even be like, hey man, why'd you fuck my girl? What you mean?
Oh no, you're not. You gonna be like, you gonna see him after you fuck her and just never bring it up.
You're like, you know what? She ain't even worth it.
Nah, he'll bring her out of the room and give it to you. Like, thanks, dog, and just like walk off.
Hey, go, thanks, dog. Go like this and everything. Like, that's what I'm talking about, fam.
Yeah, and never ask her about it. Never ask. Never even bring it up.
He's just pure alpha male, huh? He's crazy.
No, what's above an alpha male? That's him. Oh, he's, like, because I feel like I'm an alpha male. He's like
on a next level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, do you guys want to go to a? Because you were talking shit about ICP. You know, everybody talks shit, but I want to go to a fucking. I want to go to a gathering of the Juggalos.
I don't. Think
and
I
and we could do a podcast.
Yes,
you want?
Yeah, dude, it would be fun. I see people who go. It looks fun.
You know what? I think we should plan like certain events for podcasts that we're live together.
Yeah, and go to them and just record them.
Now, since it's already April, let's do three more this year. Just do three that we're all together.
Right. Yeah. Listen, why wouldn't you want to go? I mean, listen, they're dirty white people, but you're not going to get fucked up. They're not racist. They're not. You'll be fine.
Right, they're weird. You want to experience it.
I want to see it, dude. I actually have reverence for ICP for what they were able to do. Despite being the laughingstock of everybody, they were able to get all these fucking straight-up white trash trailer poor people to, like, come together and be like, we're family. And that's a huge event. It's a big event.
So you don't think Boat would get fucked with?
No.
Or me?
Black Juggalos. No, there's Black Juggalos.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't care if
Wait,
we did.
So how do we got to dress?
We could go to a KKK rally. I don't care. Let's feel like
I feel like we would have to dress accordingly, like wear like,
yeah, you know,
like those
big
shirts.
I would dress up for the occasion.
Like those big shirts with like dragon fucking designs on them or something like that with those big ass pants.
Oh yeah, with like the flames on your
sleeves. Yeah.
With the combat boots.
Yeah, and then you gotta wear big ass pants with like fucking pockets that don't need to be there and fucking little.
Yeah. We'll
paint our faces. We'll do a podcast with painted faces.
You gotta.
No, let's do that. No, let's do
ICP?
That.
Well, when's the next one? Do you know? Well, I guess we gotta plan for it.
I think we should all. That would be actually a good ass podcast. That would be a good.
That would be pretty funny.
And the fact that we're getting
and we can interview all the weird people around there. It'd be awesome.
Listen, yeah. And the fact that we're getting this distribution from this guy, I'll tell you this. I've been getting a hit a lot. I don't know if you guys have been getting a lot of friend requests and inboxes about people wanting to promote, like, the podcast, but it's like Black Podcast Network. And I'm like, it's only 33% black.
Yeah, but it don't matter. The point of a show is we could transcend different, you know.
But a lot of people to fill that quota. A lot of people been hitting me up.
They've been hitting you up?
Yeah,
that's
man.
Good news to me. I don't give a fuck if it's fucking Black Network or whatever.
Yeah, I get it.
I do give a fuck. I don't want to get beat up by your people.
Yeah, has anybody messaged you about and be like, what's up with this white dude?
Yep, they did.
They did.
Well, my cousin was like, dog, I'll punch that white dude in his face.
what about me?
I told you, my mother said, I like him. He's non-threatening.
See, Glenn?
Yeah, I know.
Nobody loves you. They love me, okay?
I can't wait, boys. Yeah, like, y'all know if you can see it.
Okay.
Yeah, what's this event called?
Gathering of the Juggalos. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, that's like what the fans are
when
called.
When is the next Gathering of the Juggalos? Okay. No internet.
I went to your YouPorn. I get it.
When is the next Gathering of the Juggalos? Do you want to look at transgender porn again?
Oh, it's July 18th.
To July 21st.
Saturday, July 21st. Oh,
where is it?
Do that.
Where is it? It's in like Illinois or something.
It's only in Illinois.
Ohio.
Jesus Christ.
That seems like a very white trash. I've never been to Ohio, actually.
Let me look this city up.
I know, right? Me and Boat ain't coming back.
Yeah, let me look this city up.
They're gonna think I'm Mexican, obviously.
Bro, that shit looks fucking. Look at the crowd. I don't know if you can really see. Nah. That shit looks live, dude.
Yeah, they're gonna be like,
The name of it is called Legend Valley.
In Ohio.
Should we open up for donations and stuff like that?
A Patreon?
Yeah, why not? I think you should.
Yeah.
I mean, here and there, it adds up. I mean, it would help.
What I'm saying, we do that, and it can get us like. We can buy plane tickets to meet up with each other, do things, and actually use it all for the podcast.
Yeah.
Yo, what are some other – let's brainstorm. What would be some other – we got to do something.
No, we're not going to brainstorm while we're on the show right now.
Let's stop recording.
All right. Let me do the outro. Peace, everybody. Thank you for watching Black, White, and Yellowish. We love you, and we'll see you next time. Peace.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Let's plug. Let's plug. Boat. Tell them where they can find you.
Hey, thank y'all for listening to another episode of Black, White, and Yellowish. I'm Ardell Boatwright. That's James Kent. And that's Glenn Young. Hey, you can catch me at Comedian Ardell Boatwright on everything. Catch me everything. All right, this your boy. Peace.
James, go ahead. Plug your bullshit.
You can see me on Instagram at Kent Digital.
Great waste of time.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Or you can look up YouTube, James Kent Music.
I'm on Instagram, Glizza619, YouTube channel Glizza. My SoundCloud is Spearman, aka Smooth Op. Just go to Instagram, Glizza619.
It's terrible. But before we actually end it, Bo, answer the fucking question.
Yeah, which is gayer?
Just answer the goddamn question and I'll cut it off right there.
I think the gayer thing is sucking a man's dick.
Thank you. All right. Glenn would take two dicks.
I would, for $2 million, absolutely. That's a deal.
Now I wouldn't do it for anything. But
we all know what Boat would do then.
Because you got, like he said, you got to look at him. You getting his scent in your mouth and your nose.
You would get used to his taste. You probably start liking it.
It's gonna be nostalgic to you. You're gonna be laying there drinking some freak one day.
And then you kind of know
what Charles is doing.
No, and then you know what he likes when you're doing certain things. It's just
you gonna hear that moan anytime.
I won't eat a dude's ass though. There. So.
Well, I'm not doing any of it. I'm not that gay. Bill Gates could say, you could have my fortune. I fucking wouldn't do anything. No.
That's a lie. I would.
Would you rather take two dudes at the same time, Glenn, or eat a dude's ass for like 1 minute?
I'm not that gay. I'm not going to eat an ass. I'll take two dudes.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm not that gay.
I'm not that gay.
Oh, you gay as hell. You ain't know it, but you gay as hell.
You for 1 minute.
You one blunt from sucking a dude dick.
There's something about a dude's asshole that's just not appealing.
One blunt away.
But what about a dude dick in your mouth?
No, he said he would.
It's a little gay. It's a little bit gay.
Your lip hair is still blonde.
He would rather, instead of eat a dude's ass for 1 minute, he would rather just take two dicks.
You didn't say the 1 minute part.
I did say. See.
Ask the question again.
You were so intrigued with the question, you just jumped over the tablet.
I didn't hear the 1 minute. Ask it.
Would you rather eat a dude's ass for 1 minute or take?
I still
two
not
dudes
eating ass. I take two dudes. This black, white, yellowish. Peace.